Amnesty International has just delivered a scathing assessment of Australia's approach to human rights. In its annual report on the state of the world's human rights, the organisation criticises the Australian government's treatment of asylum seekers and calls Australia's response to the international refugee crisis shamefully inadequate. It's also critical of Australia's treatment of Indigenous people and with the federal government's counter-terrorism legislation. David Mark spoke to Amnesty's Australian director, Claire Mallinson.
Claire Mallinson, you write that Australia's response to the refugee crisis has been shamefully inadequate. What do you mean and why?
Well, there's two aspects to that. One is how we're treating people who have a legal right to seek asylum who have arrived in Australia. Particularly, we're very concerned about the detention of children, as highlighted in the Forgotten Children report. And that echoes Amnesty International's research when we've been to both Manus and Nauru in the past. The very fact that we are detaining children indefinitely, I mean, they've been there now for over 400 days on average, most of those children in detention centres, you know, it's causing great harm. Over a third of those children have now got mental health problems, and that compares to 2% of children in the Australian mainland. No other country in the world is treating children who are vulnerable, who have fled terror and torture, in this way. It's bringing Australia international shame, and Amnesty International is urgently calling for the release of all children, including those who are on Nauru.
The government does maintain that it is trying its hardest to release all children from detention. Are you satisfied with the efforts they're making?
Well, we don't believe that they should be in detention in the first place. And I think it's worth highlighting that both major parties have been responsible for this policy. And this policy has been in place for a number of years now. So, you know, if you compare Australia to other parts of the world, you know, in the United Kingdom, which is dealing with far bigger numbers than Australia is, they have a rule where the maximum time you can keep children in detention is 72 hours. And in Australia, as I said, the average time now is well over 400 days. It is an international disgrace.
Can I ask what you make of the government's accusation that Gillian Triggs from the Human Rights Commission, who wrote the report that you referred to on children in detention, the government says that it's lost faith with Gillian Triggs, and reports have emerged that it asked her to resign its position. What did you make of the government's actions?
I think it's really disappointing that the government is not looking at that report and reading it and listening to the medical experts who provided evidence in that report. And I think, you know, we've almost got a smoke screen going on here. Yesterday at the Senate estimates, a number of the senators admitted they hadn't even read the report, which is truly shocking, considering Australia has a responsibility to look after vulnerable children in their care. We're breaking the convention on the rights of the child, and we're breaking our international obligations.
And that's Claire Mallinson, an Amnesty International director. You can hear a longer version of the interview on our website.